I'll repeat. There are sciences now, like the science of psychiatry. It's not a science. And embryology is not a science. The way it is being practiced nowadays, you know what they're doing. Those are human beings. ...194... What is the role of volunteer workers in the gospel of life? That's a hard question. They make a valuable contribution to the service of life when they combine professional ability with generous and selfless love. They witness to the charity of Christ by their hard work and vividness and their awareness of the dignity of every person. And we need, and let me further suggest, that part of your novena, beginning today, ending on Christmas Day, ask yourselves, how can I become a volunteer worker in the gospel of life? And the needs are great. 18 years in working with the Missionaries of Charity have taught me there are desperate needs. This is human life needs, not only in poor countries like India, but in wealthy nations like America. 195. What is the special responsibility of civil leaders? They have the duty to make courageous choices in support of life, especially through legislative measures. They must realize that while civil laws are not the only means of protecting human life, they play an important, even a decisive role in shaping the patterns of thought and human behavior. How desperately we need honest to God, morally sound politicians. But where do you find them? ...196... How are the attacks on human life to be eliminated? They are to be eliminated by removing their underlying causes, especially by ensuring proper support for families and motherhood. There must be a sound family policy as the basis and driving force of all social policies in the nation. And the same block in New York City where I lived in Manhattan. I leave my residence, turn a corner, and then just one corner away was one of the chief child care centers in Manhattan. Sometimes I just stand there and watch. Around 8 to 8:30 in the morning, Buicks, Lincolns, limousines, Chryslers, pulling up. A woman would drop off what I presume were her children to be left in the quotes unquote tender care of those paid personnel. 55% of the laboring force in America are women. Most of the wealth, these Wall Street people tell me, most of the wealth in America is controlled by women. Did you know that? Most of it. And we are to preserve family life. What a re-examination of our national conscience should be made. What is the church's position on the issue of population growth? Regarding population growth, public authorities must always respect the primary and inalienable responsibility of married couples and families. They may not employ methods which contradict these rights. They may not encourage, let alone impose, the practice of contraception, sterilization, or abortion in order to regulate births. And that is exactly and precisely what our nation is doing, our politicians are doing, and the United Nations is doing. United Nations is being united for death. And here again, I want to go back to this novena. Let's be honest. If we're to help others, whatever form that help takes, in order to support human life, make it more livable, and ensure even the preservation of the family in our society, it will demand effort, time, and money. Most Americans are so used to so much of what this world has to offer . Can you imagine a sane American asking him or herself, well, I knew I could use a new car, but I won't buy a new car, at least not next year, to spend the money to help, say, bring an unwanted child to birth, or assist families and caring for their children, including, by the way, homeschooling parents. Hear me, homeschooling parents, many of whom desperately need assistance. Somebody help, say, with the washing, with the house care, just a few hours with the children. I repeat, we all have, beginning with me, an examination of conscience to make. $198. How does the gospel of life apply to all people of goodwill? This is important because obviously not everyone has the true faith. Yet the gospel of life applies to all people of goodwill. Hear it. Christ's teaching applies to the whole human race, period. The degree of their responsibility to live up to Christ's teaching will, of course, depend on the measure of their own knowledge of that teaching. The Pope's answer. No single person or group has a monopoly on the defense and promotion of human life. They are everyone's responsibility. This is where authentic ecumenism, as directed by the Second Vatican Council, has special application. I was involved in ecumenism from the age of one, as I've told some of you, to keep the two of us in food and clothing. My mother took in women boarders. The first two were two strongly believing, staunch Lutheran girls, Judith and Susan. And this, in my judgment, is one of the great blessings that God intends to come from the pro-life movement. I hope you agree. But we must be the leaders. We are to be the apostles of life. We Catholics, we have the fullness of both Christ's teaching and access to the fullness of His grace. This is where authentic ecumenism, as directed by the Second Vatican Council, has special application. 199. What is the rule of the family in the culture of life? The role of the family is decisive and irreplaceable. Married couples must recognize their responsibility as givers of life. They must see in their children the fruit of their mutual gift of love, a gift for both of them and a gift which flows from them. Over the years, I've warned people, when you speak in public, watch what you say. First, whom you're talking to, then be especially careful when you're being taped. And above all, when you're being videotaped. All this needs to be said. The extent to which, as we begin, you husbands and wives, not only tell each other, he to her and she to him, I love you, but loving each other so deeply, they want to bring human life into the world. Talk about selfless love. I want to go further. In my almost 50 years in the priesthood, I've counseled too many people, too many young people, not to know the extent to which their mothers and fathers have limited the members of the family to that extent, those children from infancy recognize what they should never see in their mother's and father's eyes, selfishness. There is no more powerful means of teaching your children to be selfless than you parents being selfless yourselves and accepting the children that God wants to give you. I won't ask whether I'm clear. And then the parents wonder, my God, whatever happened to my children? They should have been trained in selfless love from their infancy. Question 200. How does the family mainly fulfill this mission of proclaiming the gospel of life? It is above all in raising the children whom God gives them by their word and example, by their daily relations and choices. Parents fulfill the vocation which the Lord has given to them. Listen to this. There are two virtues that we believe are given to us, of course, always from God, but through other human beings. The virtue of faith and the virtue of Christian charity. None of us here, not one, would have the faith today unless someone who had the faith passed it on to us. Right? And even being baptized is no help. And by the way, there must be, remember, there must be someone at that ceremony of baptism, either the one baptizing or the one who brought the children or the child for baptism, who has the faith. Otherwise, all the water of Lake Michigan will not baptize that baby. There must be faith. We can reproduce ourselves physically, needless to say, without a couple even being married. But reproduction is not only physical. Dear God, I have to say it, that's the lowest state of reproduction. We are to reproduce ourselves in soul, reproduce ourselves in spirit. And the two forms of reproduction which depend on us to reproduce others as we depended on others to reproduce us. And that is faith and charity. Only believers reproduce believers. Only deeply, sincerely, selflessly loving people reproduce Christian charity. It's not a law of psychology. That's a law of theology. Christ is ready to give the grace. Well, what a verb. He needs human beings to communicate, in this case, the spiritual reproduction. Does God, you mothers or fathers, did God need you to bring your children into the world? Did he need them? Did he need you? No. But this is a divine providence. He needs physical parents to bring children to the Word physically. He needs spiritual parents to reproduce themselves in their spiritual offspring, especially in faith and charity. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be here today. I would have married on the day that I've never used her name in public before, Josephine Cotman, had the date for our wedding set. Thanks, Joe. I want to reproduce myself, but not in body. And I hope, my friends, that I am doing some little bit in reproducing faith and charity in your lives. And for your parents, that's your main responsibility as parents. Am I still clear? All the body you bring into the world, so what? That you also reproduce yourselves in spirit to be the children you have both conceived and given birth to with you into that heavenly home which is made for families. What is the principal duty of Christian parents to their children? It is the duty to teach and develop their children's faith and develop them or help them to fulfill the vocation which God has given them. Their mission as educators, as the parents, includes teaching their children the true meaning of suffering and death. Leave it to the Pope to talk this language. Mother tells the boy, Johnny, I know you don't like to go to school. You'd much rather play outside. But, Johnny, that's life. You've got to do things you don't like. You may have not heard the word suffering. That's spelled S-U-F-F-E-R-I-N-G. Gee, I never heard of that. Suffering is not just enduring. Hear it. Loving the things you don't like. That's real love. It also includes fostering attitudes of closeness, assistance, and sharing toward the sick or elderly members of the family. A week ago this Friday, an all-day board meeting in Chicago at the St. Joseph's Home for the Elderly of the Little Sisters of the Poor. They are doing great work. But the number of neglected elderly in our nation is beyond counting. Note the adjective, the number of neglected elderly people in our nation is beyond counting. How they need the loving care of those except for the grandfather or grandmother, there wouldn't be any children. Introducing children to the elderly. Living with elderly people. In our society, we've even coined a word, it is a bad word, for the culture that is so tied together as a family, that the oldest members of the family are always considered part and parcel of the family circle. You've got a word, and it's a nasty word. That's a tribal culture. But not so civilized. What a lie. What a lie. What is the role of daily prayer in the family? It should be part of family life. I'll go back to our Christmas novena. Lucky, this is the last class this year. Prayer should be part of family life, both as individuals and as a family. Parents and children pray in order to glorify, give thanks to God for the gift of life. They implore His light and strength to face times of difficulty and suffering without losing hope. Their prayer gives meaning to every form of worship because it witnesses to the life of love and self-giving. People sometimes tell me, Father, maybe you don't know it, but you bring your mother into your lecture so often. Well, I'm sorry. It's the only mother that I knew. From the first thing in the morning, we prayed together. Of course, prayer before and after meals. As I've told you, but I'm going to ask you once more, how many of you people have holy water with a holy water fountain in your houses? Thanks. If you need more holy water fountains, get them. Can my Jesuit superior to provide you with buying all you need? I was taught by my mother never to even pick up a drink of water without blessing myself. How we need to cultivate from childhood the practice of prayer in our lives, and your parents, in the lives of your children. I believe we are supposed to close. Is it 2:25? Is that correct? Well, for all of this, just to cover on your own. Please read, reflect, and pray. And don't forget about the novena, which begins today. That's the close of class one. Now a 15-minute break before class two. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Confessions. Where?
He's hearing confessions over by the by the pizza place over there.
Is it on this floor?
Yes.
It's on this floor. And by the way, don't have